All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed podcast 2024.
Oh, Lord.
Here we are.
Here we are. 2024, talking about a show and an episode that originally aired in 2012. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy to be here.
Happy to be here. This is Yes No. And we are yesing and knowing all over the place.
We really are. We were just talking before we press record about some of the weirdness in this episode that we didn't necessarily clock when we were filming it.
Why would we?
Well, I think by that point, we were maybe also desensitized, beyond distracted by, you know, learning numbers and recording and all that. I think we were also desensitized to like some of the quirkier and seemingly inappropriate things that were happening in a script.
Fair enough.
Because they happen so often.
Fair enough.
Usually involving Shu.
Before we get into that, tell me what's going on in the world.
Appropriately, the number one song in the country was We Found Love.
Oh,
you know, it did fall to number two, however, but it's back this week and it's on Glee. So there you go. The number one movie was Contraband with Mark Wahlberg, Kate Beckinsale. I don't believe that was a real movie. That feels like a conspiracy. I don't know what that is. And some Glee news on January 15th. So 2 days before this episode aired, we attended the 69th annual Golden Globes.
Now, Kevin.
Yeah.
Did somebody pass out?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it?
Was this that year?
Yes.
It was Naya. Naya went to the bathroom and then fainted.
No.
Yes.
It's because not funny.
It's not funny, but what happens, Jenna, you can speak to this, but let me just lead you in here about when you are getting ready for the show. It's a very busy day. You start really early.
You do.
And people are like sewn into these dresses.
Yeah, we are really worried about fitting into the dress to begin with. So you probably haven't started your day by eating a very large meal. Let me just put it that way, right? You eat, like, I would eat before wardrobes, but I wouldn't eat a ton because I'd be like, well, there's going to be pictures and, you know, will my dress zip up? Because you get these fittings for these outfits that you're going to wear for the red carpet maybe weeks before. And then you're like, well, I don't know what state I was in then, and I don't know what state I am in now. So you're, yes, you are zipped to the gods.
And then you don't have time to eat, and you're getting like hair and makeup done for hours before. The red carpet takes an hour. It takes time to get there. And by the time you get to your seat at the Golden Globes, there is dinner served, but usually by the time you get there, if you have done the red carpet, the food has already been taken away.
That's correct.
But you know what is there?
Alcohol.
There's free-flowing champagne and wine. So I'm not saying that's what happened. But I remember us being like, what happened?
Good guess.
Like, that could have been it.
Good guess, yeah. Wait, that's crazy. So I wasn't invited this year.
What?
To sit with you guys.
What?
It was a few, it had to be a few people. And for some reason, I wasn't invited.
I am so confused.
But here's the problem. Here's what was happening also at the same time was there was a lot going on behind the scenes.
With you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that was, okay.
Yes. So this was like happening while...
Were you being punished?
Like, I was being punished. Yes, I was being punished. I was acting out and I didn't get invited.
And that's why Josh was there.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So I was at the after party though. I was invited to the InStyle after party.
Yeah. Did you... So the networks would have like viewing parties. Were you at the Fox viewing during the actual ceremony?
No. No, I did not go to that.
Yeah.
I only went to the InStyle after party to see all my friends.
Respect. Yeah. I wouldn't have done that either. That would have been awkward.
Yeah. There was a lot going on and there was a lot of words being said. And it just felt like it's not a place. If I could have any control over anything, it was only putting myself in positions where I felt good. And so I decided I was going to show up to InStyle. I was going to show face. I was going to hang out with my friends, but I wasn't going to go to the viewing party because that's also a really long time if you're not there.
It's 3 hours.
Yeah. And it's
3.5 hours.
You're kind of at the same party for 3 hours.
Yes.
And it's not like.
And it's going to be just goals. Questions of like, why aren't you there? And
yeah, exactly.
Why aren't you in the hotel room with them?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So anyway, yes, I was not invited to that one.
We didn't win anyway, so you didn't miss anything.
Yeah. I missed Naya passing me out.
You did, and all the girls rushed to the bathroom, and it was also right at the end of the show. Like, we missed.
No.
So, like, everyone was leaving, and there was that big rush, and then she fainted in the bathroom. Happens to the best of us. No one's fainted more than me.
No, no, truly. So. We've all been there. Naya and I got ready together for our very first Golden Globe Awards. She was going to the party and I was going to the actual Globes, but she didn't get hair and makeup provided, because she wasn't, I don't know. They didn't provide it for her at that point. Was she still a guest star at that point?
Yeah.
And so, yes. And, I said, just come over and like, we'll get our makeup done together and we'll go together. So she came with me. Yeah. It was really fun. It was actually really nice to get ready with somebody. Like I prefer when we go to the Emmys together because we were living together, you know, so much more fun.
It's so awkward showing up to those things.
It's just like,
because
here I am.
Yeah. And it's, we were, as a collective, we were famous. Individually, we weren't that famous.
Yeah, people don't give a crap.
No. And so you're showing, especially something like the Golden Globes, you show up and it's flooded with movie stars. Like very, very, the most famous people in the entertainment world are there.
Yes.
And so then you get there. You and like your publicist in this gigantic carpet, and you're like,
would they like to speak with? Do you want to speak with John Oshkowitz? And they're like, yes or no. And you're like, okay.
Cool. Yeah, you're standing. Every award show's like that. You're standing there as these people are like making decisions on the fly in front of you. Like, no, we're gonna pass. You're like, okay, cool. Yeah.
Keep going. It was fun though. Like I remember the first year Jennifer Lawrence was like coming out after Winter's Bone. And she was like the talk of the town, and mm-hmm. she was hitting the carpet, and they're like, watch out for that one. And I remember somebody, I think my manager saying that, and we were on the carpet and I saw her there. And it's just like you then, I mean, look at now, look where we are.
Right.
They were, yeah. He was right.
I mean, the other fun thing is like you make friends with eventually
yes.
some of the people who work at the different networks who are interviewing people, the photographers, you, like I see the same photographers stay on red carpets.
Totally. You say hi. You're like,
and so it's nice. And then also, it's sort of like that first year when we met all these very famous people, then you see them the following year and there's like this weird sort of, hey, good mm-hmm. to see you again.
Like, summer camp.
Very strange.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of people we got to meet at the Golden Globes was really insane.
It was really a fun party.
It was the best.
The best. Mm, that and the SAG Awards. That's coming next week.
Yes.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. On January 16th, Chris, Nia, Darren, and Leah were featured on the cover of TV Guide magazine promoting the Michael Jackson tribute episode, Michael, airing on January 31st. What's to come?
This is all makes sense now. The timing of you not being invited.
Exactly. But I was in Michael.
You were.
I was. I just wasn't in the Spanish teacher.
Yeah. But it was all around that time.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Mm-hmm. I took a little vacation.
Yeah. Why not?
I mean, we all needed that, to be honest. Paid vacation.
Right. PTO.
Yeah. See you later. This episode was directed by Eric Stoltz, and it was written by Brad Falchuk. What a team. Mm-hmm. This had a lot of songs in it.
It had a lot of songs in it, and it also had a dame in it. A voiceover from a dame.
Oh, my God.
Helen Mirren was Becky's inner voice. Because Brilliant. Eric Stoltz, this is Eric Stoltz's call. He did a movie with Helen Mirren back in the day, and he called her up and asked her to do it.
Shut up, really?
And she said yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
How I was cool, wondering right? how we got Helen Mirren. Like, I was thinking when I was watching it last night, like, how do you think they pitched Helen Mirren on this?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, actually, speaking of Golden Globes, so Helen Mirren said very flattering things about me in an article around that time. When she was asked about, like, her favorite character on the show. And then she talked about me for some reason. I paid her. And then that Golden Globes we went to, Chris knew Elton John by that point. Elton John, I think, was like sitting at a table with Helen Mirren.
Oh my
and
gosh.
Morgan Freeman, I believe. And Ian knew Helen Mirren or something. Mm-hmm. And so then I went up to them with Ian and met all of them in a row. Mm-hmm. And Helen Mirren was like, oh my God, it's you. And I just shit myself.
What an honor.
It was the craziest commercial break. The thing is, during the Golden Globes, all those commercial breaks, it's like your time to actually go talk to people. And the room is tiny, so you can go meet anyone you've ever dreamt of meeting.
You, it's like being knighted, Kevin.
Yeah, it
like,
was very...
By Helen Mirren.
Like, Elton John grabbed my face and kissed me on the cheek.
Oh, God.
And then... Yes, Morgan Freeman. They were just all so, of course, they were so lovely.
Wow.
And then you say hi and then you have to like run back to your seat real quick.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, commercial's done.
Commercial's done. So thank you, Eric Stoltz, for that.
Oh my God. This episode has, it's an eclectic grouping of songs too. So we've got Summer Nights from Grease. We've got Wedding Bell Blues. We have Moves Like Jagger, Jumpin' Jack Flash. Forgot You Did This completely. The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. Without You, and We Found Love.
Yeah, a weird assortment of songs. A lot of current hits. Like Moves Like Jagger was a number one song. I think without We Found Love was obviously a number one song. Without You was up there.
Let's dive in. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's fun facts. How dare I?
The best part of the show.
Obviously. Summer Nights was filmed at the same school that Grease was filmed at. So we filmed that at the Venice High School in Los Angeles. It was very cool to do. The Aqua Lilies were a Hollywood-based water ballet show team. And those were the members that appeared as the McKinley Synchronized Swimming Team.
Yeah, legit.
And Glee's For Your Consideration mailer, which you would get in the mail every year, around wartime for the 2012 Primetime Emmys was a pop-up card version of We Found Love scene. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm going to pull that up. So if you go on, it's on the Hollywood Reporter from back then, but they have American Horror Story.
Oh my God, this is so funny.
Family Guy.
Oh, it's like a pop-up card.
It's pretty great.
Wow. I never saw this.
Me neither. It's like a fake pool. There's different levels. And is that you?
Swimmers. No. This was one of the swimmers.
No, that's you.
No, it's not.
Zoom in.
Oh, it is me. They just put me on a red bathing suit.
Yes.
That's not my body.
No, it's your mug.
Wait, that's me.
For a second there.
Tina was featured.
I thought I was being racist.
Tina was featured.
You didn't get on the Glee 3D movie poster, but you did get on the Emmy
FYC. There you are.
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is interesting to me. This one was one of three episodes submitted for the 2012 Primetime Emmys alongside Asian F and Hold On to 16. That is a very interesting choice.
Why?
That's what I'm wondering.
Weird.
I thought Jaima was extraordinary in this episode.
Oh, she absolutely was.
But I'm confused.
Episode, like, the episode as a whole.
Interesting. Very mm-hmm. interesting. Okay.
Kurt snaps at a waitress in this episode, and Blaine later says and dances somebody that he hates when Kurt does this.
I love that they actually brought that up, because when Kurt did it, I went, oh, maybe not.
Yeah. I'm glad they addressed
it. I'm sure it's like a character choice for Kurt, right? Like, mm-hmm. I'm sure Chris stands behind that, but like, it perked my ears when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So the episode was originally named The Proposal, but it was changed. I wonder why.
I remember that.
Do you think it's because they didn't want to give away like the Finn part of it all? Like the Finn and Rachel part? Or do you think it was just a legal thing?
Maybe. Also, when did The Proposal movie come out?
I was thinking then too. Probably around this time.
I mean, it hasn't been number one yet. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it definitely was. It came out in 2009. So, I don't know.
Oh, this is the best fun fact. Can you read this one?
Yes. In Funeral, Emma helps Will clean out his closet, and she comes across a vest that she thinks needs to be given to charity. He tells her that it's the vest he was wearing the first time he met her. However, in this episode, it flashes back to the first time Will and Emma ever saw each other, and he is wearing a different vest. Love that.
Gotta love that. Glee. Emma accepting Will's proposal makes it his second engagement and her third.
Wow. People are busy.
Let's dive in. There's a lot happening.
Well, here's a little summary of what happens. So Will tries to plan a surprise for Emma. He enlists the Glee Club to help him sweep her off her feet, which... Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Becky has a new crush, Sam wants to win back Mercedes, and Finn makes a surprising announcement about his life plans post-high school.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you want to start with Becky?
I think so. Well, the voiceover is, like you said already, pure genius.
I mean, the best acting on Glee or the Helen Mirren voiceover.
Good. It's so good.
I also thought Lauren was great in this episode.
Oh,
she
wonderful.
Always is,
but always.
It was nice to see her have more.
Yes. We hadn't seen her in a while, so it was good. Yeah. It was very good. You guys were very good. Very good together, too. So, Becky has her sights laser pointed at Artie, mm-hmm. and she wants him to be her boyfriend. Very cute. And so she's gonna corner him. I was gonna say woo him, but she corners him into what's the first part of your date again? The performance.
Well, it seems like Artie gave a soft yes,
right,
and was like, "I'm gonna do this thing. Just come on by." Like it's very non-committal and sort of rude.
Well, that's Artie for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. You don't want to hurt her feelings, and
it was very Kevin. I the amount of dates I went on because I didn't want to like offend someone.
That's funny. No, it explains itself later. I get it. So you guys do Moves Like Jagger.
Yeah,
I understand what they were trying to do with the costumes, but I felt very uncomfortable.
It was so awkward.
Jenna. I didn't like the scarves. I didn't like the T-shirt. I didn't like the combination. It didn't work for me. You sounded great. It's a weird number.
It's a weird mashup. It's a weird number. I don't even think you really feel the presence. There's a lot of people on stage. And everybody's doing a Mick Jagger impression. But I don't think you get that from it. And also,
I got it from you. I got it from you.
But, like, the shoehorn into, hey, Shu, this is what we think you should do.
Mm.
All of a sudden, and, like, he knows all the moves. And is, mm-hmm. like, doing a full-out dance. He's like, yeah, I don't think this is right. Like, what? Mm-hmm. You would have known that before because you clearly learned the choreography.
He's also like kind of naked in it. It's interesting. So this is a pitch for a potential number for Will. So I'm sorry, I kind of skipped all around, but overarching thing is that Will is going to propose to Emma. He decides he's going to propose to Emma, right? And he enlists the Glee Club, which is so confusing to me.
It's so weird.
When he's like, it's up to you guys to figure it out for me. And you're like, Artie in particular is like, don't worry, Mr. Shu, we got you. And I'm like, what's happening?
Like, I think when we shot it, I thought it was
fine,
like endearing or like, yeah, of course, like we're a team.
Totally. In hindsight, this is where I think you said like the line gets, it's blurred. Like the whole we're very tolerant to very strange relationships and things at this point.
He says, you're my best friends.
It is so inappropriate.
This is a grown man who's a teacher. He's hanging out with like anywhere from 15 to 18 year olds.
Look, and I get a really good teacher student relationship, a mentorship, a friendship in ways. But this has crossed the line.
I mean, think about how many times the Glee Club has been over to his house.
Just single girls at his house too.
And now he's like, this is like the most important moment of my life. And I'm not going to put 1 ounce of thought into it other than you guys need to do this for me.
Yeah. So it's up to you guys. So I don't know any other way to say it. It's just, it's really wild to me.
This also comes off the heels of last episode where we performed a full number for each other. We're all in there. And then he comes in to the class like he wasn't even there.
He's like this, hey, guys.
Yeah. Like, what were we doing? Where is Will Schuster? Where he's not showing up
in more than one way.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
We started with Becky and Artie. And so then we go on. Becky's like, this is not the date. This is not good enough. We're going on a second date, which I thought was great. Like, I'm taking you to Breadsticks. And in that time, Sue and the Glee Club sort of stage interventions. Sue is like, Becky, you need to be careful, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Glee Club's like, we heard you went on a date with Becky. What are you doing? This isn't nice.
You're leading her on.
Right. And I think Artie has some good points for once.
I legit was like, you know what? We're wrong.
Yeah, because they sort of whip, two breadsticks, and there's like this cute scene that was really fun because I also never got to shoot in breadsticks.
Oh, was this your first time in breadsticks?
No, I don't think so. I don't know, but I've
You were in Breadsticks before.
Yeah, but I've never had like a date there. I've never done a thing there like that.
That was a very cute scene.
Yeah, it was really fun. And I mean, yeah, it was great. Yeah. Also, like, Lauren's great to work with because she's just like super easy. So nice. Yes.
Yeah.
And like knows her shit.
Yeah.
And so I thought that was all cute.
So there's that whole thing going on of like, yes, no, you guys are, you know, you're kind of on this fence of like, you don't want to hurt her. You had a really good time, but it seems like you're probably just going to be, you're probably going to friend zone her.
Yeah. If anything, he like learned like, oh, this person's great. I want to be friends with them, not romantically involved.
But more importantly, you worked with Jane as well. And that scene where she kind of tells you, like, you got to be honest with her. What are you doing? And the come to Jesus scene. I love that scene. That was like, for me, the scene that was like, I don't know. It just felt like everything came into sharp perspective. I was like, yes, that's what we're talking about here. And she says, treat her with respect and treat her and tell her, treat her like anybody else.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Tell her the truth because that's what she wants. She wants to be treated like everybody else and you as well, you know, Artie too. So I was like, yeah, that's where that hit for me.
Yeah, exactly. So that was a really well written scene. Yeah.
Yeah, totally, totally.
And also it's just Jane, man.
Oh my God.
And Jane with Becky at the end.
Oh, the ice cream.
She's heartbroken.
Kill me. Holding just her kill hand. Me. Just kill me.
It's like, this is so.
I cried.
Yeah, it was so good.
All right, maybe the FYC, like this being submitted, I get it. I get it.
Maybe.
But it doesn't hold a candle to like hold on to 16. That's the problem. Like, you know?
Yeah, because it also feels a bit more, it's like, oh, if of course they're doing Grease and of course they're doing it the exact same.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, there's a moment in Grease. Okay, hold on. We'll get to that. Or should we do that now?
Let's do it.
So Sam wants to win Mercedes back and this episode or their story starts with, you know, what happened over summer? Tell us. Mm-hmm. And you guys launch into summer love.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact.
Yeah.
There is ADR never used. Okay. So ADR is when after you shoot the show, your episode, the sound in post has you come in and re-record some lines that either didn't take well, don't sound right because you're outside or something rustled with your mic or whatever it is. There's just lots. Usually, most shows do ADR after every episode. There's some lines that need to be fixed. Because our sound department was so excellent,
they figured
out a way to not have us do ADR because also there's no time to do ADR for us. It would have been like adding another thing for us to do. I did ADR for this episode.
For what?
The very first line. So Mercedes, tell us about your summer break or whatever.
Interesting.
I've never did it, but Alexis Martin Woodall, she's like, I have to do it with you. There is something outside that rustled. We cannot fix it and we need it to be done. Because it also, you couldn't even cut it. It's a necessary line.
Yeah,
it for the episode. Yeah, so I feel like they would just cut stuff if not because of time, you know, time constraints. So I went in and I did it and I learned how fast I talk in that moment. But it was really fun because I got to do ADR for Lee.
I don't know if I ever did it. I might have done it
very
once.
Very rarely.
I think because I went to that building, so I must have done it once or twice. Yeah.
Okay.
I did it like for horror stories, and that was nerve-wracking. But
yeah, I bet.
Because we never had to do it, so I was not good at it.
For people who don't know, you go into a booth, you watch your performance on a screen. They do like a count-in, like a boop, 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 and then you say the words like a voiceover into the mic and you have to replicate the way you did it so that it matches your lips in that. So it's quite difficult sometimes when you talk that fast. And I was like, oh my God.
I mean, I catch it in movies all the time. You'll see somebody talking and what's coming out of their mouth is not matching the shape of their mouth. Because sometimes after you've edited a movie, you're like, oh, we need to mention this thing to set up that thing. And it wasn't originally written in the script. Now how the edit is. So sometimes they have to fit in more words.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to sacrifice like, it's just not going to match up.
Or they have like a cut to the back of your head where they finish the line. So, exactly. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Just fun fact there.
I love that.
So we open up at the high school where they actually shot Grace, which was pretty cool. And we got to do summer nights. It was a really fun day.
There's this moment in the number where the girls like run off screen and they just run back. But we don't see where they ran to. It's like, where did you guys just go? Like, why did you run out of frame and then run back?
I don't know. It was really fun, though. I remember shooting that day. It felt like a free day, you know?
Yeah.
I love shooting, like, and stuff like that.
It looks like so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And I'm sure with Stoltz, it felt great.
Did the boys shoot on the bleachers at Venice High School as well, or was that at McKinley?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there.
Oh, right.
They were on bleachers, so Artie was
I'm pretty sure available. It was at Venice. I think they did it. Well, and then the So when they do the cut to me and Harry in First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, you know, when we're like rolling around in the grass, yeah. Random, we shot that at Venice High School as well. Amazing. They brought in a crane and they shot that, like, I think right before or right after our summer nights shoot. Wow. Yeah. Anyway.
And we shot the pool stuff at another high school.
Well, we rehearsed at the YMCA. Remember that? Yes.
Oh my God, Jenna. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Because I was wondering, when did we learn this?
It was like we shot in the morning. We all went and got sushi in the middle of the day. And then right by the YMCA, Harriet would always find the best sushi spots. And then we went and did rehearsal at the YMCA at night.
Yes.
It was so funny. The YMCA pool was warmer than the pool that we shot at
from YMCA. We Found Love. Pool was great.
The one where we shot We Found Love, legally, for SAG rules, you're supposed to have a pool that's over 80. And the temperature, the thermometer, to be fair, did say over 80, but that thermometer was broke.
It was so cold.
So broke.
And it wasn't freezing, but it was just...
We were in there for a long time.
All day, and it was just under being comfortable. Mm-hmm, so then any part of you that was exposed above the surface of the water was pretty cold. Mm-hmm, it wasn't warm out either.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It wasn't. I remember they had heating tents and like sweatpants for us. And we waited around a lot too. Like the girls didn't have as much to do. And so I feel like I waited around a lot that day. But we'll get to that. So Mercedes is torn though, because Sam's trying to win her back. And she's with Shane still. But then when the girls do their number, First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, we shot that late at night. We had tiny little space heaters and we're all sitting there in our chairs with like tiny little space heaters because it was freezing on set. It was so cold.
Those stages were getting so cold.
It's like watching us and being like, we were so cold. They would be like, action, and we would like push our coats off and they would come and grab them because we were so freezing. It was a fun night though, hanging out with the girls. Like we had all the girls had a lot to do together in this episode, and we were all getting along, and everything was good, and we had a really nice time. So
it was a great number. I really liked it.
Yeah, it was shot really cool. Like the lighting and the black and everything was it was very pretty. And then Mercedes, I have no memory of shooting that bathroom scene. I don't know when we did it. I was like, what is this? What's going to happen here? but Mercedes basically is upset because she saw Sam, not Shane, when she was thinking of the First Time I Ever Saw Your Face. And so she's a little torn and we just encourage her to kind of go with her feelings. And so we'll see what happens there.
They're so cute together.
They are very cute. I love
when
them
Cord
together.
Walks up in the beginning of the episode and like flirts with her, it's just so charming. I really, they have, like, I don't know if they realized this when they first wrote it in, if those two were going to have such good chemistry together.
It's so cute. It's so
really cute.
It's so cute.
And also, I also see Cord's face. So.
I mean, I guess we all do. Speaking of Cord and this episode.
Yes, swim is the secret swim team.
So he joins the Water Lily.
Because he wants to get a Letterman jacket to impress Mercedes because her boyfriend has one. And the only team he can join is the synchronized swim team. What did you gasp at?
No, I'm But we got NeNe Leakes is what I was gasping.
Because that scene, he does like a little moment in the pool, and then Roz walks up, marches up, and gives him the monologue of a lifetime.
I mean,
that is obviously vaguely, the best line of the episode, by the way.
Obviously. I remember vaguely like this happening and it being funny, but like rewatching it, I was like, potentially one of my favorite moments in the entire series.
Because I remember, and we've talked about this, like when she showed up, obviously she was so nice. I had never seen a Housewives anything.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't really know who she was.
Yeah.
But I just knew she was so cool and we'd ride on the golf cart together.
So great. So great.
And then I was like, can she act? Mm-hmm. And then saw the scene and I was like, give her everything. Let her do everything.
Boy, oh boy. And she will. We'll get her. We'll get more of her.
It is so good. I've never seen lips like that.
She's so nice. I love her.
I will kill you.
Oh my God. I don't want to watch that again.
Also, the thought of Cord on a synchronized swim team is hilarious.
Him like standing in the middle of that water lily, like water pad that they made for him was very funny.
That's why we were sitting around. He had all that shit to shoot.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Okay. So there was all that to shoot.
So the other thing happening before we get to the big thing happening, Finn, everyone's talking about Niyata or, you know, what they're doing post high school. Finn confides in Shu that he wants to join the army like his dad. Mm-hmm. And so Shu goes behind his back because he's concerned.
And tells on him.
And stages sort of like a come to Jesus with Emma, Carol, and Bert.
Mm-hmm. And we find out some new information.
This scene was tough.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. To talk about the easy things, I thought it was like, I just wanted Carol to speak.
Yeah.
And like Bert was coming in and I was like, what?
Yeah, I know.
Anyway. But, I know. Carol reveals that Finn previously thought that his dad was killed in action, like an honorable
war hero
death, as he calls it.
Yeah.
Turns out after the war was probably suffering from PTSD and became a drug addict and OD'd in Cincinnati. And it was, I do not remember the storyline.
Do not.
Romy's obviously brilliant in it. Corey was brilliant in it.
Yeah.
It just
hit a little too close to home.
Way, way, way too close.
And we probably don't remember it because there's probably just another storyline for Finn that we thought was really well done. But in hindsight, the whole through line of this storyline, every line he said about it really just struck a different chord that resonated with or mirrored his life in too closely. No, it was just really sad to watch.
Yeah, felt really dark and morbid watching it.
Yeah.
But obviously, there was no way to know what the future was going to be.
Or they never would have written that.
No, of course not. So it just felt...
Yeah.
Eerie. Very eerie.
So then Finn gets really upset, though. And on the other side of it, when he reveals to Will that he's enlisted before everybody else finds out about it, Will asks Finn to be his best man.
It's so weird.
It's really out of it felt so out of left field for me and inappropriate as well, but also like I would imagine him asking Dot like Beast before Finn.
Yeah. It's just
I don't know. It's weird. And
he makes reference to the bachelor party. It's like, this kid's 18.
Yeah. And then Finn's also, when they're at Breadsticks, and Finn is thinking about his future and talking about all of this stuff. And then Rachel breaks out and just, I was like, where are we? I love this number for her. Same. She does a beautiful performance of it. It's very subtle and it's really, really nice. And the makeout at the end was real. So that's weird. But
yeah, that was like,
ooh. I was like, whoa. Yeah. Like you can tell now in these scenes, they're like a little cozier.
Yeah. But we still didn't know.
No, we didn't know. I never would have known. But that camera doesn't lie. But yeah, that Breadsticks breakout was so
jarring. Out.
Yeah. It was out of Glee character for me.
That, I felt like that a couple times this episode, though, with how some of these songs just came in.
Yeah. Eric Stoltz just trying to make it work. I get it.
Yeah.
Finn is kind of diving off this like deep end as well now because of everybody's futures are at stake. Everybody's talking about their futures. They're getting close to college, getting close to NIADA, you know, and so I think he's kind of having this like crises and will propose. Now, I want to know how many times he proposes in the series, because is this the beginning of the wedding? Like them getting married? I can't remember. I was like, can't wait for next week.
Oh my God. You're right. Do they just get married immediately?
No, because the wedding isn't this up season, is it?
It's not.
Like Jeff Goldblum?
We're terrible.
Awful.
It might be, Jenna.
Things come up a lot faster than we think in this show.
Do you like how those are our pillars? It's like, okay, Jeff Goldblum. It's like that's well, how we that's what's associated to the wedding.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. It might be.
Oh, they get married in season 4. Okay, you're right.
See, that's what I'm saying. Right. So anyway.
Yeah, I think Finn is just caught up in the moment. It's like he's got the good thing he has is Rachel. She's about to leave. He wants to lock it down. So then he proposes.
Interesting. And that's how we end this episode.
And her eyes say it's gonna be a no.
Yeah.
It's going to be a no for me, dog.
No for me, dog.
For those reasons, I'm out.
Yeah.
Which sucks because it's felt like Rachel and Finn are on such a good...
This is what happens on Glee.
Yeah. It's there's no drama. Good. They got to break it up.
It's too good. Okay. So meanwhile, Mr. Shu, Emma Pillsbury is feeling antsy. And she's wondering if he's ever going to pop the question. Will's ever going to pop the question. And she says this adorable number.
Well, because, by the way, who just got married? Beast.
Beast eloped.
Yeah, Beast and Coots eloped. And so
we'll see how that
Sue
turns
got
out.
Hit hard, and I think Emma got hit even harder because she's like, well, I want that, and he's never going to do it. And then she launches into this musical number.
Where Beast and Sue are in bridesmaid dresses. It's so funny. This number is so funny. How many times are we going to see Emma in a wedding dress? Because she's in a wedding dress all the time.
Yeah. She only gets a musical number in a wedding dress.
It's so true. So Wedding Bell Blues was really fun. Jame is just excellent in this episode. But she then... before that, Will is already going to propose and he wants to get the blessing of Emma's parents.
And then Emma accidentally proposes when she does this number. And
right.
He's like, oh, it's in the air. Her parents suck.
Worst. Like actual worst. It's the worst. They're the worst characters on Glee.
It's just like...
So sad.
They're so good at it, which is unfortunate.
But then Shu gets swayed by it?
Yeah.
I was so mad at the things he said to her. I was so mad. It feels hopeless. I don't know.
What happened to that moment where you stuck up for her in front of them? And then here you are without her in front of you. And you're actually receiving these terrible things these awful. Parents are saying about their daughter.
Awful. Mm-mm. I wonder what the inspo was for Emma's parents like that. I don't know. Maybe it's the cause of her OCD.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's an incorrect statement.
But what happens is, after all the different pitches the Glee Club does for how Will can propose, he doesn't like any of them and needs to take some more time. Mm-hmm. And then Sam, now on the synchronized swim team, is like, I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course he does. This feels like it has two parts. So there's We Found Love. Mm-hmm. And that's always a fun number. It was a fun number to do, even though it was freezing. You guys rolling, well, you rolling into the pool. You face planted.
Yeah.
You belly flopped.
Yeah.
How many did you do it only once? Did you have to do it
twice? Twice.
And Eric told you to whisper it in your ear and just told you to roll?
Yeah.
Because that would have taken a lot more security measures, safety measures, yes. Protocols, approvals. Things. Yeah, so you just did it.
I just did it. And I was all about trying to get Artie to do more things.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
Like...
You're like, well, the director told me so.
Yeah, so I was like, sure. And part of me like wanted to. I think I had been joking about it, like faking it, like in between the setups and like making people laugh.
Yes, yes.
And so when he came up, because we did it. We had gotten it the correct way, how it was choreographed with me not going in the pool.
Right.
And so then at the very end, yeah, then he went up to me. He told Andrew on camera to stay with me. And then I did it.
I belly laughed. It's very funny.
I'm so happy this has become a thing because when the episode aired, memes honestly weren't really a thing. GIFs weren't a thing. It
became like, a thing.
It became you made a, thing it a thing years and years later. Sort of during the pandemic. You. And I was like, yes. People saw it and liked it because I was just going for the comedy.
It's very funny. And then I forgot you had a pool float. You were the only one who had a nice float.
Well, when you were talking about the YMCA, when we showed up to do the rehearsal, Zach and Brooke were like, I don't know what you're going to do.
Mm.
Like, so I just sort of like hung out. I learned the arm movements. But when it came time to actually do it, I think when Zach thought about it some more, it's like,
No.
Like, what can we do? And so I was excited to just sit in that, lay in that pool float, but it was so cold because I was just damp. Like, I wasn't submerged in the water at all.
Right. You're halfway in, halfway out. That's the worst. And then maybe I didn't read the rest of the script. Not going to lie, when we got it. So we're shooting We Found Love. And they're setting up for Matt. And I look over and I'm like, what is going on? What is going on? And he's walking on water. Mm-hmm. And I was like, didn't read that. But then it ruins it. Like, I thought he would walk across the whole pool to her rather than get all dressed up. And
like
then
the budget ran out for the rest of the runway.
Wet. I was so confused, yet it was charming enough that I cried still, the proposal.
Did you cry?
I did. I cried a little because it was really sweet. And also the shot of us watching, all of us watching the proposal.
I loved it.
Diana and I were freezing. We were shivering.
Really?
And you cut to us and we were like... shivering.
Because I was like, you guys have never looked more awake.
We were awake because we were freezing.
Yeah. Cold
plunge. It was like little fishies just like in the water. But it was sweet. I mean, I'm glad she said yes and it turned out that way because we did that. But that was a hard number to do, even though it was fun to watch.
I felt bad for you guys because I obviously was not in most of it. And so I had a lot of downtime.
Oh.
If I didn't need to be in it, I was not in it.
Well, you were on the raft with us, right?
Yeah, but that was one setup. You guys had all those other setups where I was not in.
Fair enough.
Because they kept bringing me in, like, where can we fit you? I'm like,
right. And then I just cut to Kevin.
And instead. I was also excited. I'm like, okay, cool. So does that mean I can rap early? Because the Throne Tour was a couple miles away and we were trying to go to it.
Oh, so good.
That's what I remember. And we got out in time and we went.
Yeah, that's right.
My second time seeing it.
Second time.
Yeah. And that's when they filmed the video for Paris. Yeah.
Okay.
What a day. Anyway. That was what I remember from that day was like, I got to get out of this cold water so I can go see Jay-Z and Kanye.
I feel like I was like, how do I get out of here?
Yeah. And we weren't at Paramount. We're out of high school and it was closer to the arena already. So I was like, cool.
And how come they left you out of Summer Nights? They just were like, we can't fit you on the bleachers. Is that what the deal was? Probably,
yeah. There wasn't any way to
get you on the bleachers.
Because they were moving too. Like, you could sit me there, but I wouldn't be able to do anything else.
You just would be stuck there.
So I had some days off.
You had quite a few.
Or time off.
Or moments.
An afternoon, yeah.
Moments, yeah. It was never really a day off.
No.
They're like, well, we may as well get you in for a fitting then.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So now they're finally engaged.
That's it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to, hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Okay, let's do some tardy shakes. There was like a lot that happened, but not that much that happened. It was all kind of revolved around proposals, but okay. Cringe moments. Emma's parents.
Emma's parents are really bad. Also, I literally gasped when, was it Becky who said the Rice Queen? Oh, yeah, it was Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
And the voiceover, I was like, oh no. That was crazy.
Bad. Not good.
That was crazy.
Not good.
I'm like, don't make Dame Helen me.
I know. Say that. How dare you? Best dance move.
We found love. Synchronized swimming.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The synchronized or the water lilies. You to be honest, it wasn't. It wasn't us. It was the water lilies. Best song. We found love.
You know what?
Whoa.
I'm gonna say without you.
I had a feeling.
I think We Found Love was the best number, mm-hmm. but I think Without You was a really good cover.
It's actually different too. It's a very cool cover. Yeah, I agree.
Because this was also around the time, for a while now, we had been doing, and this goes into the Michael episode.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the covers were more just like straight covers.
Totally.
They weren't different takes on the song, which I think we did a lot more in the first two seasons, or especially the first like season and a half.
Agreed.
And so I'm appreciative that it was a different version.
Yeah, I always like those. The best performance by a prop.
Oh. The clear plexiglass catwalk for Will to walk on.
Will's top hat.
Oh my God.
The all-white suit was a choice.
Murder. It seems like on brand for him, but murder.
Yeah, murder. Best line. The obviously Dame Helen Mirren.
Yeah, Helen Mirren.
Obviously Roz. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Oh my gosh, they're both very, very good.
Iconic.
MVP.
Jayma. It's hard.
I'm going with Jayma. I went with Corey last week, so.
I want to say Jayma or Corey. I'm going to go with Corey.
Yeah. He was very good.
He was very good. He had a lot to do. And like a lot of serious stuff to do. And was excellent. Okay. Should we find on TikTok, Jenna? This is a reenactment of a famous scene on Glee from Kyra, aka Downstairs Bathroom, on TikTok. And it's... they say, just unearthed this video from Halloween 2020 of my boyfriend and I recreating the Glee scene where Will finds out Terry isn't pregnant. And they're at the stove with candy in a pot, fake cooking and stirring. And then the boyfriend walks in with a pillow and they do the full scene of him discovering the fake baby bump pillow.
Now, I have to note, this scene is insane. It's unhinged.
Yes.
And it's very good. This is very funny. The comments also were that this scene genuinely scared most people when it first aired. Like ripping the belly off and Mr. Shu like looking actually absolutely terrifying. And I
Lift Your Shirt Up from Glee is basically I'm in the danger from Breaking Bad.
This is so funny. On a real note, watching this scene frightened me.
Yeah, watching this scene at 11 years old terrified me.
The scene is terrifying.
The scene is terrifying. Oh, this is great. Well done.
Very good. Very, very good.
It's so good.
Very, very good. Well, that is yes and no. Next week is Michael. Very exciting.
Wow, wow, wow.
Lots to unpack.
Michael was a turning point and Glee herstory.
I'm interested to hear more about that.
It really was. And not, I don't think, in a good way.
I was not expecting that. That took me by surprise. Very few things Kevin does surprises me like that.
I just mean behind the scenes. And Jenna, all I'll say is black or white. Black or white.
Okay.
And we've talked about it with Grant. This episode was just to get you prepared for it. We're how many episodes in now to this season? And the wheels were coming off. And by the time Michael happened, the wheels were off. We couldn't see them. They had blown off.
Roll down the hill.
We were behind on everything. We were doing 8 billion numbers per episode. The Michael episode is a beast. And we were officially halfway through the first season. So, I mean, this season, third season.
Woo! We're flying.
Flying.
We went a lot slower back then.
So come back next week for that.
I feel a lot of things. I feel a lot of things.
There was so much going on, wasn't there?
I feel a lot of things.
Because I feel like everything was attached to... I mean, just to like get the headspace right, I would never normally be trying to leave work early to go to a concert.
Right. And we were like, get me out of here.
In this episode, I'm like, I gotta go. So yeah. We were...
unhinged.
Yeah.
Just like the storylines.
Do you remember the storylines from Black or White?
Vaguely.
I'm excited because the music is incredible, obviously.
And the performances are great, but...
Okay. There is so much going on. I hate that there's so much like personal behind the scenes drama attached to it. Because that's what I remember of it. Like, that's what I take away from it.
Uh-huh.
It's sort of like, what a weird time.
Weird time. It's definitely a turning point.
Yeah, so okay. Come back for that.
Come back, yeah. And that's what you really missed.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening, and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.